धवलावगुण्डनवतीं तेजोमयीं नैष्टिकीं स्निग्धापाङ्गविलोकिनीं भगवतीं मन्दस्मितश्रीमुखीं वात्सल्यामृतवर्षिणीं सुमधुरं सङ्कीर्तनालापिनीं श्यामाङ्गीं मधुसिक्तसूक्तिम् अमृतानन्दात्मिकामीश्वरीम् नित्यं निरन्तरानन्दं चिद्घनं ब्रह्मनिर्भयम् श्रुत्या तर्कानुभूतिभ्याम् अहमस्म्यद्वयं सदा। नारद आफ्टर स्पीकिंग अबाउट the various sadhanas for bhakti, so finally ends, he will be continuing the he spoke about the positive sadhanas, so he will be speaking about the negative sadhanas a little later in the next sutra. But in the next sutra, very next sutra which we will discuss today, the ninth sutra, Narada says tadeva sadhyatam. So that alone, Tadeva, that alone, sadhyatam, is to be achieved or obtained. That alone is to be obtained. So here, that means bhakti or parabhakti. So bhakti alone is to be sought out. Bhakti alone is to be achieved in life. So if we look up, if we analyze, try to analyze as to a person, or if we try to analyze the quest in the world, or like whatever is being sought out by people in the world, we'll find out that we generally, like everyone, is searching for just one thing. So whether it is a poor person or a rich person, whether like irrespective of job, profession, irrespective of caste, creed, and all those differences, irrespective of all those distinctions, everybody is seeking just one thing. And that one thing, if that is like kind of achieved, if a person gets that, then life becomes fulfilled or complete. And that one thing is what we call as anandam or sukham. So anandam or sukham, the state where a person is completely happy. So completely happy means there itself we have to add another we have to kind of qualify it. So we have to qualify it by telling there is no dukkham, so no tainting of sorrow, there is no sorrow at all. So one, no sorrow at all, the state where a person is devoid or bereft of any dukkham. So purna dukkha vimochanam and ananda anubhavam. So this is what Shankara calls as like dukkha nivritti and sukha prapti. So that is the goal of life. So that is the ultimate goal of life. Though we may not understand, we may not be able to, in the first glance, we may not be able to understand or appreciate this. This is the supreme truth. The ultimate truth is that we are all seeking just one thing, which is anandam. And that one thing can be expressed in two ways, two perspectives. One is dukkha nivritti, removal of dukkham. And the other aspect or the other perspective is sukha anubhavam or ananda anubhavam, experiencing bliss. So this is what everyone is seeking. So if we try to analyze a small child wants to play with toys. So that means like the goal of the child is the toy. But is the goal of the child the toy? No. Why does the child want to play with the toy? Why don't we want to play with the toy, but only the child wants to play with the toy? The reason, or as to why the child wants to play with the toy, the child wants to play with the toy because the child gets happiness out of the toy. So take a little bigger kid. A child who has crossed the stages of infancy and around 10 years or 12 years old, that child wants to play. So play games, go out and play. So that is the goal of the child. So what is that the goal of the child ultimate? No, that is just an interim goal. The goal, the ultimate goal of that child is, because it will, when it plays, it feels that it is happy. So when a person becomes a young person, then the attraction or attachment focus shifts to a person of the opposite sex. And why is a person attracted to the opposite sex? Because, oh, that is our nature. No, not just because it's our nature. That is because a person gets happiness out of it. So happiness is the goal of such a person, because when such a young person meets another, meets a person of the opposite sex, then he feels that he is happy, he is blissful. And like when a person marries, then he feels that like all his focus is towards the wife. The focus is towards the wife. The goal is not the wife. The ultimate goal is, if I get a wife, I'll be happy. The same with job, the same with children. So everything, like the goal, the ultimate goal of life is anandam. So ananda prapti, that is why we do actions. All our actions are targeted towards being blissful. So that's the reason why an action like which we might love, which we might like, at one point of time, if that action ceases to give us happiness, then we'll not seek it. So as in one of the book that I read, like a person is very much attracted to his wife. So he wants to be with his wife at all times. But when he has been stabbed, so somebody stabbed him, or like he is about to die, at that time, even though the wife may be very near to him, but still, the wife doesn't give any happiness to him. The wife doesn't please the person, because there is no happiness in the object at that time. So the first thing we have to understand is, happiness is the goal of life. And the second thing is that, as is demonstrated in this example, happiness is not an external object. The same object which gives us happiness today will not give us happiness tomorrow. So that is what Krishna says as anityam asukam lokam. So Patanjali like goes one step further in telling parinama tapa samskara dukkaihi gunavritti virodhascha dukkam dukkameva sarvam vivekinah. So he says parinama dukkam tapa dukkam and then samskara dukkam. So when a person is enjoying the current time, like when a person is enjoying an object, he becomes sad. Why? Because he knows that, okay, tomorrow like I have to maintain this. So thinking and worrying about maintaining this happiness, he becomes sad. So like a person gets a new car, so he becomes happy, but at the same time he also thinks, okay, this is a new car, how can I maintain it, what should I do, like in the future, like what will happen. So he thinks about all those, and thereby the object which is supposed to give him happiness, it gives him dukkam and tapa dukkam. So tapa dukkam means if he has to get a car, he has to go through a lot of trouble. It's not like he just closes his eyes and says car and automatically car comes to him. He has to do, like he has to work, he has to earn money. If he doesn't have enough money, then he has to first go to a dealer, look up financing things, and then register the car, and then go to the DMV, get it registered, get an insurance, all those. So tapa dukkam, while attaining also like worldly objects, give us dukkam, and then In the future, what happens? Like the object gets lost. So the car, after 10 years, the car stops working. And at that time, thinking about the past, oh, 10 years back, I had this car. It was so beautiful. It looked really good. It was one of the best car at that time. So thinking, samskara dukkam, thinking about the past, objects give dukkam. Therefore, dukkam eva sarvam vivekinaha. Vivekinaha, wise people say that it is dukkam eva sarvam, all the objects of the world itself is dukkam, is the seed of dukkam, it will only give us dukkam. Even when we possess the object, it gives us dukkam, thinking about the future. And when we are about to get the object, we have to go through a lot of struggle, it gives us dukkam. And then once it passes, the object passes away, thinking about that object, we get sad. So dukkam. So that is why Krishna says that yehi samsparshaja bhogaha dukkayonaye evate adyantavanta kaunteya nateshu ramate buddhaha. So whatever sensual pleasures are there in the world, pleasures which are obtained by sense organs, coming in contact with sense objects, those are seeds of sorrow, because adyantavanta, it has a beginning and an end. So the sensual pleasures, they have a beginning and an end, because the object itself has a beginning and end. Therefore, wise people don't take resort to it. So this doesn't mean a person has to give up sensual pleasures. So Vedanta and whatever Narada doesn't say to give up sensual pleasures, but we have to always remember that sensual pleasures, sense objects, the entire world means not just objects and people, cannot give us anandam. They will only give us dukkham. So if we know that they will give us dukkham, if we are aware of it, then we'll be able to go through the trouble. So when a mother is about to give birth to a child, the mother knows, the mother understands, the mother learns. I don't know in India, but here there are sessions. The doctor takes a session as to what should the woman do while giving birth, how should she behave, what all she should do. So all those, like breathing well. So all those are explained. So the mother, when the mother is about to give birth to the child, the mother is aware that, okay, this is going to be a lot of trouble. I know how to deal it. So knowledge or awareness about the pain that is going to be experienced while giving birth to a child, that makes the mother in a way relaxed. The mother knows. Therefore, it is something which is anticipated. Anticipated or awareness of things will not give us dukkham. So if we don't, when we see a dog, the dog comes and bites us, so we don't become sad, because that is the nature, there is a nature of dog, and we know that the dog will bite. But let's say that one of our friends, all of a sudden he comes and bites us, we will become very angry, very sad and angry, because that is not expected. So anticipation, wherever anticipation or awareness is there, there will be no dukkham, or dukkham will be at least less. So we don't have to give up the external world, we don't have to shave our head, take sannyasam and sit in a cave in the Himalayas, we don't have to do that. Instead, we just have to be aware of the sorrowful nature of the world. So that's the first step. So sorrowful nature of the world. So the path towards anandam, the first step is knowing the nature of the world as sorrowful. And then the second step is trying to do things which will help us in getting anandam. So one is being aware of what is not real, that is Jagat. Jagat is not real because it is continuously changing. So that which is changing is not real. Therefore, be aware of the changing nature of the world and then seek Ishvara. So then a person has to seek Ishvara. So there are people like who will be seeking Ishvara, who will be meeting Amma, who will be indulging in spiritual practices like we are doing now. So there are people like who will be doing all those, but they're not really benefited out of this. They're not able to progress in the spiritual path. Their bliss is not, the experience of bliss is not increasing for such people. Why is it that? It is because like they don't have dispassion towards the world. They're not aware of the nature of the world. So when something which is alluring or something which is attractive is there in front of them, they get deluded. So it is important for a spiritual sadhaka to be aware of the nature of the world, aware of the changing, temporary and sorrowful nature of the world, in order for the sadhaka to focus not on the world but always remain focused on the goal of Ishvara. And once a person has that conviction, has the dispassion, total dispassion towards the world, then whatever sadhana a person does is sadhanas to remember Ishvara, like whatever Narada said, Mahat Sangha or Vishayatyagam, Sangatyagam, Abhyavarta Bhajanam, all of those will immediately bear fruit. So if a person has to be really benefited by sadhana, then we have to ensure that like we are aware of the sorrowful nature of the world. The sorrowful nature of the world, like when we are aware of the sorrowful nature of the world, then actions become selfless. So if we know that the world is going to give us sorrow, then we'll do actions, like give importance to actions or the world itself as much as required, nothing more. So if we know that like even if we work for 10 hours or 8 hours, we will only be sad. We'll only get sorrow from our profession, from our job. Then we will give whatever is required, 8 hours. If 8 hours is required, we will give 8 hours. So there it doesn't mean that, okay, I'll stop working. That's not what is meant there. In that case, such a person will not even be able to follow spiritual path, because in order for a person to follow spiritual path, some things are required in life. A good position, a good job, some money, all those are required in order for a person to be in the spiritual path. So that is also required. But we'll give only bare, like whatever is essential, like essential interactions with the world only will be undertaken. And like when a person does that, like when a person mixes knowledge or awareness of the world along with Ishvara Chinta, then actions become like an offering to Ishvara. Actions become nishkamam, because we know that the world is sorrowful, so I can't get anything good out of the world. So let me do it without seeking anything. I have to do it because, like, I have to do it. That's it. It's my role. I have been given this role. So let me do it. And so awareness of the nature of the world will or can lead us to nishkama karmam, which will purify our mind and make us eligible to grasp Ishvara through whatever sadhanas Narada says. So along with these sadhanas, whatever sadhanas Narada is telling, if we want to achieve anandam, tadeva sadhyata, Narada says that is to be achieved. So if we want to achieve bhakti along with all these sadhanas, we have to remember that the world is sorrowful. Being aware of the nature of the world is essential. That is also very essential. So when Krishna says anityam asukham lokam imam prapya pajasvamam, so Krishna says, having attained imam anityam asukham lokam, this anityam and asukham, temporary and sorrowful world, prapya, having attained this sorrowful world, bhajasva mam bhajasva, seek me. So if we are not aware of the temporary and sorrowful nature of the world, then we can't even stick on to Ishvara, because if we want to stick on to Ishvara in order to get anandam, if we think we get anandam out of the world, then such a person will not even seek Ishvara. He'll say, I am happy the way I am. I don't need anything else. I am happy the way I am. So if that shouldn't happen, we should always remember that there are two aspects of the truth that we have to remember. One is the nature of the world, and second is seeking Ishvara. So one, nature of the world is Dukkham, which we want to get rid of. So if we want to get rid of Dukkham, we have to get away, like not be attached to the world internally, get away from the world. And if we want Anandam, we have to seek Ishvara, and that goal of Dukkha Nivritti, Anandam, or Sukha Prapti, Sukhanubhavam, is Tadeva Sadhyatam. That is to be sought out. That is the ultimate goal. That is what we want to get. That is what everybody wants to get, whether we know it or not. That is what everyone wants to get. Therefore, we have to knowingly get it so that we'll be able to follow these sadhanas, along with remembering that the world is sorrowful, and thereby realize in this very birth itself. So may Amma bless us so that we may get the strong conviction to seek Ishvara, to seek Anandam at all times. Namaskar.